You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Today is Thursday, July 21st, and we're talking Cubs baseball, as always, with our Cubs reporter, Carrie Muscat. And Carrie, thank you for joining us today. And Carrie, we are not even 24 hours removed from a pretty significant trade that Theo Epstein pulled off, at least in terms of the bullpen construction. The team acquiring lefty Mike Montgomery from Seattle. And Montgomery, under the radar guy, but very good this year in Seattle. A 2.34 ERA. He is death on lefties. They're only hitting 164 against him this season. What's interesting, Carey, is that they do have two lefties in the bullpen now. Clayton Richard, who just came back. They've got Travis Wood, who's been pretty steady all year. So how much does this shake things up with the acquisition of Montgomery?
Well, it's a great question. And unfortunately, because we're talking on an off day and doing this podcast then, I don't know what's going to happen with the lefties. The trade was announced after everyone had left the ballpark on Wednesday, and we won't get an idea in terms of the roster moves until Friday before the Brewers series. But they're not going to move. They're going to keep Travis Wood. Travis Wood is kind of their do-everything guy, so they'll keep him for sure. Clayton Richard hasn't looked good, but he also is coming back from the injury, so he probably just hasn't gotten into a groove, so I don't know how that works either. They do have two young pitchers who have options left, so they could just go. They could keep Montgomery, keep Wood, keep Richard, and then Spencer Patton and C.J. Edwards could go down. You know, they're young. They can always use more time. But I do know that Madden really likes Carl Edwards Jr. and what he's done lately. So all of that will be sort of sorted out on Friday.
And, Kerry, what's interesting, too, is that, you know, for weeks with the trade deadline rapidly approaching on August 1st this year, we've heard the name Andrew Miller discussed quite a bit in terms of being linked to the Cubs. And just in general, outside of Miller, some other big names that maybe the Cubs had their eye on. So if you had to guess, and I'm asking you to guess, now that Montgomery is in the fold, does Theo Epstein still go after some of those bigger names? Or does he think that, you know, he's pretty much set and he's plugged one of the bigger holes on this team?
I don't see them going after a big name, and I don't see them going after Andrew Miller. And I guess mainly they're trying to be very careful and not disrupt the what they have right now, if that makes any sense. I'm probably not explaining that very well. But you don't want to trade an Addison Russell because you want to make sure that you take care of the chemistry in the current team and the way things are going right now. They like a lot of those players. The trade with Montgomery, sure, they lost two really good minor league kids in Dan Vogelbach and Paul Blackburn. I'm not downplaying those guys. But the Cubs are trying really to be really careful in terms of who they give up to get what they want. And Theo's also very conscious of he likes to make moves early. He doesn't want to be doing, you know, making a deal at the last minute just to get something done. He sort of prefers getting a little bit of a head start on this competition. So I could see them just being set unless they find somebody to help maybe off the bench a little bit. I think that might be an area that should be addressed.
And like you said, because we're discussing matters on an off day, we'll see exactly what the bullpen configuration and the pecking order becomes when the Cubs resume play on Friday against the Milwaukee Brewers. So again, trade pulled off on Wednesday. The Cubs bringing in lefty reliever Mike Montgomery in a four-player trade with the Seattle Mariners. And carry to backtrack a little bit, the Cubs just took 2 out of 3 from the Mets at Wrigley. And even though the Cubs lost, the only game the Cubs lost in the series was the one that Jake Arrieta started, I got to think that was the most pleasing development out of the three games, is that Arrieta looked like Jake Arrieta again. And I read something you wrote, I believe, a couple days ago that I think Arrieta said he just needed to clear his head for a couple days and not even pick up a baseball, which he did for 3 or 4 days, and voila, he gets back on track. Was it that simple for him? And talking to him after the game, you know, what kind of turned things around?
I think he just needed a break. I mean, I think all of us need a break, and he just needed some time to sort of reset and recharge. The All-Star break was terrific for him. He didn't pick up a baseball for 4 days, and he just sort of he said that when he came back and threw his first bullpen after the break, he said he felt you know, brand new. And I know Joe Maddon was joking that he probably felt like the first day of spring training. I'm not sure that. I would think that Arrieta probably had a little more command than he did the first day of spring. But it's just sometimes they just these guys just need sort of a time off to just sort of catch their breath, and I think that was the best thing for him.
Yeah, that was the elixir for Jake Arrieta. 7 innings and 1 run. He got a no decision against the Mets, and I think he set the league record, the major league record this season for the fastest pitcher to 25 strikes, took him all the 27 pitches. That's a remarkable ball-to-strike ratio. So Jake Arrieta looks like he's back on track, and one guy that's been on track pretty much all year is Kyle Hendricks, Carey. He was, again, outstanding yesterday as the two homers from Anthony Rizzo did not hurt as the Cubs took the rubber game against the Mets. What's interesting about Hendricks, he's been, you know, mortal on the road, but at home, the guy's been superhuman. As you wrote, 7-1 at Wrigley this year, a 1.36 ERA. Maybe I'm looking a bit too far ahead, but assuming things stay status quo and the Cubs are playing baseball deep into October, would Joe Maddon be the kind of guy, the kind of strategist to say, you know what, I've got to get Kyle Hendricks as many home starts as possible, whereas, you know, you might say Arrieta and Lester always go 1-2, but again, given how dominant Hendricks is at Wrigley Field, could you see him shaking things up a little bit to maybe put Hendricks behind a guy like Arrieta in a postseason pitching rotation?
Oh, in the postseason, sure. I thought you meant in the postseason. Yeah, they could, you know, tweak away, you know, and have Kyle start. I'm sure they would prefer to have him start at home. I mean, that's always been much better. I'm trying to get through July, so you're looking at October. I don't look that far ahead yet.
Well, it's certainly something to consider if you're Joe Maddon, because Kyle Hendricks has been great at Wrigley. All four of his scoreless outings this year have come at the friendly confines. We'll see where that leads us if the Cubs do indeed qualify for the postseason. And, Carey, with that, we're going to wrap things up today by handing out a couple of first-half team awards. We're going to hand out the Cy Young. We're going to hand out the Raleigh Fingers Award for bullpen. We'll hand out the MVP among position players. And then we'll ask you what the most surprising development has been for this Cubs team in the first half. So we've talked about Arrieta. We've talked about Hendricks. We've talked about John Lester a little bit. I got to think that those three guys would be in the mix for the first half Cy Young. And it's a very interesting, vote here on your part, because, you know, maybe the knee-jerk reaction is to give it to Arrieta. John Lester, save for two, rough outings back-to-back, has been brilliant all year. And then we've talked about Kyle Hendricks. So, again, assuming that those are the top three nominees, who gets your award for the Cubs' first half Cy Young?
Well, it's kind of hard to not vote for Arrieta, because he did throw the no-hitter back in April. And it's kind of hard not to vote for Lester, because he went 4-0 in June, and his numbers in June were amazing. But to be perfectly honest, I'm going to go for Hendricks, just because he has to be the best fifth starter in baseball right now. And what he's done is his numbers at home, the way he's just showed so much maturity. And what's so much fun to watch is just how he's just smart out there. And there's been a lot of talk that it's kind of like a young Maddox type thing, where he's not overpowering and he's able to locate, and that's the key. And it's just, I give him the Cy Young just because it's just been so much fun to watch how he's developed and watch how good he's become and how much confidence he's gotten over the course of this first half.
Yeah, he's been tremendously consistent from day one. And like we've discussed in previous weeks, Arrieta's had his ups and downs. Lester has recently, but Kyle Hendricks has been a rock every fifth day. So it is Kyle Hendricks who gets that first half award from you for the Cy Young. Carey, transitioning to the bullpen, the Raleigh Fingers Award. I would think that Rondon is the front runner here. Any surprises, or does he get the award?
No, I could have gone with Miguel Montero, considering that he pitched, the catcher pitched, you know, an inning and a third, and I give him credit for that.
Sure.
But to be honest, I'm going with Travis Wood. I mean, Travis Wood has done everything and anything they want, even playing left field, you know, when they asked him to. So Wood, he's holding batters to a 186 average. He's done his job. And this is a guy who had been in their starting rotation in 2015, and he's accepted this role and he's handled it well. So I'm gonna go with the lefty.
And as we discussed at the top of the podcast, it's going to be interesting to see what his role becomes with the addition of Mike Montgomery to that Cubs bullpen. Carey, the MVP for position players, again, many worthy options here. You know, the two guys that immediately come to mind, Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant. But as we've discussed time and again, we've seen how much this team has missed Dexter Fowler at the top of that lineup as he's been out due to injury. So, again, assuming those are the three front runners, maybe throw Ben Zobrist in there too. Who gets your award?
Well, I'm leaning towards Rizzo. I think he does. He kind of gets overlooked a little bit sometimes because he is so consistently good. But watching him in Pittsburgh when he had back-to-back four-hit games was just incredible. And then he hits the two home runs. He strikes out four times on Tuesday against the Mets, and then comes back and hits two home runs the next day. And it, as Joe likes to say, it's the power of 24 hours. You know, he's just able to forget about it. So watching Rizzo, he's tied for first in the National League in RBI with 71. He's hitting .292, 24 homers. I mean, third in slugging. Those are pretty impressive numbers. So it'd be nice to see him get some, acknowledgement.
There we go. He's certainly getting it from us as Anthony Rizzo gets your first half award, and he will certainly be in the mix for the league award at the end of the season, that is for sure. And, Carey, to wrap things up here, in your mind, good or bad, the most unexpected or surprising development of the first half Chicago Cubs?
To me, I have to go back to the starting pitching. I knew this was a good group, but I would never have guessed that they would be leading, that the starters would be leading the majors in ERA. I mean, as we're talking today, you know, they have a 2.98 ERA, and that's just stunning. Plus the fact that they were able to go with just five guys until, you know, they decided to insert Adam Warren for that sixth start. And I know there was, it sort of dropped off during that rough stretch right before the break, but the collective effort on the five, you know, Arrieta, Lester, Lackey, Hamill, and Hendricks, it's just been really impressive to watch.
Yeah, the most consistent, healthy, and effective starting rotation in the majors this year, hands down. And, Carey, that's a good place to wrap this one up. Carey Muscat, our Cubs reporter, joining us here on this Thursday. We'll do it again next week for sure. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.